he had rang on the 1st November in the evening about 9-ish. And he had said to me, Mom, help me. I'm vomiting. I've been pressing the buzzer and they're not coming to me quick enough. Right. I says, okay, I'll ring them. So I rang from the outside. I rang the prison. I says, look, my son's coughing up blood. Well, he wasn't coughing up blood then. He was vomiting. Could somebody get to him? It sounds pretty bad. And she said, okay, then. This is from the control room. She says, okay, I'll get hold of the nurses. I don't know if she contacted the nurses, but she wasn't getting back to me quick enough. So I then rang the police and I says, Could you ring HMP Birmingham to find out what's happening about my son? They need to get back to me. Okay, we'll do that. So they did that. HMP Birmingham did not get back to me. And then my son rings again 2 hours after. I'm coughing up blood, Mom. It's all blood now. It's all blood. And I'm in panic stations here. So I rang paramedics. And it was all going fine until I mentioned the address as HMP Birmingham. They said HMP didn't call us. Safer custody said they've been to check on my son. They said that he was feeling a bit better this morning, and that he himself had some concerns about my son. He'd known him for quite a bit of time. From the point of knowing him from how he was then to now, he had lost quite a bit of weight, and he himself is quite concerned about it. When I brought up the matter about he should have gone to hospital because the hospital could do a deeper examination as to why he was coughing up this blood or vomiting up this blood. He said, yes, it will take two officers to take him to hospital. He says, actually, we're short on staff. We're short on staff. That's what he said. And I was really shocked. I thought, well, what about my son's health and safety? What about his human rights? You know, what about these things that you write in your policies about treatment and care?
Do you think there's any chance at all that your son is exaggerating his illness?
No, he's not exaggerating his illness because this has been ongoing from the onset. When he was moved from the other prison to Winston Green, he was always sort of coughing up a bit of blood. It was a bit at that time, and he had reported to the other prison. And he started reporting it to Winston Green.
And now the prison saying they're going to look into it, but they don't believe there's anything seriously wrong. And they also say that a nurse has checked him several times and found nothing to be wrong.
Yeah, it just felt hopeless, like there was nothing they're going to do. There's nothing they can do. My son wasn't seen by someone higher than a nurse, and I felt that his life was in danger. And, you know, I've had restless nights and I just felt like he could die. The next call's going to be that he's died in custody. No one's taking any notice. And he's ringing me and he's stressed out and he's just there in his cell crying out for help.